I'm here with Charles Harvey of Prospect, and we've just been having a fascinating conversation, which we're going to continue. Charles, tell me about Prospect.
Prospect looks after government specialists. We're a trade union. We've got 100,000 members, and about a third of them work for government.
Specialist has become a dirty word lately. People seem to be scared of specialists and people with any kind of expertise. You have a theory on why that is?
Well, I wouldn't say people are scared of them. I think they like specialists. They like people, the person they're talking to know what they're talking about, and Prospect members do know what they're talking about. They're scientists, they're engineers, they're cartographers, they're experts in many different fields. So when there's a national crisis, for example, foot and mouth disease or something, who are the people the nation turns to? The vets, government vets, who have to sort it out. And this kind of thing happens more often than you'd think.
Is it the nation that turns to them, or is it the government departments that turn to them and then spin the messages they get to them then to talk to the public?
They do talk to the public, but not as much as they ought to, possibly, because in between the specialists and the public, you have the civil service administrators and the generalists. And we think there should be more direct contact between our members and the public. And then the public would appreciate the wealth of expertise that there is in the civil service and how much the nation needs those people.
Are you exploring the ways that social media would allow you to tell those stories directly without them being filtered through the other government departments?
We would like to, but there are strict controls on what civil servants can say when they're talking to the public, and they can't just shoot their mouths off about any particular problem. So yes, remember, we're only at the start, the dawn of the age of social media. In 5 to 10 years' time, when these things have settled down, ministers are used to it, the higher-ups in the civil service are used to it, then I'm sure we'll see a great deal more information coming directly from the experts to the public. At the moment, what we want to get away from is the idea that the man in Whitehall knows best. And a lot of people, of course, hate the idea of the man from Whitehall, and they will automatically assume the white man from Whitehall doesn't know best. All those kind of barriers we want to tear down so that there is a more direct contact between our members, the specialists, and the public.
That sounds fantastic. Thanks so much.